The Gur Af Shrew greatly admired the otter's prowess.
Could I see your sword, sir, just for a moment?
Bragoom held the blade about a third of the way up. Raising his paw, he did a short hop and threw it. It turned once in the air, almost lazily, then with a solid thud, buried his point into the logboat next to the rapier. The otter nodded.
Aye, help yourself, but take care. Yon's a sharp blade.
Jigger retrieved his own rapier, but he could not budge the sword, since it was too deeply embedded in the oaken boat. Bragoon went to sit down with Briggy. The shrew chieftain stroked his beard.
Where'd you pick up sword tricks like that?
The otter shrugged.
A long patrol hare from Salamandastron showed me some dodges with a blade one time. That one was what they called a perilous beast. A real sword fighter, no mistake.
Horty looked up from the remnants of a huge pasty.
A long patrol hare, indeed. That's what I'd like to jolly well be some day, what?
Sorrow patted Horty on the stomach, knocking the wind from him.
Then you'll have to scoff less and exercise more. Long patrol hares are fighting fit.
The young hare got quite huffy.
Fiddlesticks, ma'am. One's got to get the right nourishment to grow strong first, what?
Briggy smiled at him.
You're right there, Horty, and you need a full night's sleep too. Go and pick yourself out a good berth on my vessel. We've got a journey upriver to make at dawn. I'll put you to the oars. That'll toughen your muscles up a bit. You get your rest now, and you too, Jigger.
Horty gathered up some bread, cheese and pear cordial.
Right, y'all, Captain Brigathingy. I'll just take along a light snack to guard the young body against night starvation. I suffer from it terribly, you know. I was born with the illness. I say, Jigger, old lad, not taking any rations with you? Well, suit yourself, laddie buck, but don't come pestering me during the flipping night.
Jigger, however, was not listening. He had found a new object for his admiration. The young shrew was all smiles and attention for Springald. Carefully, he helped the mousemaid aboard the logboat that he was travelling on.
Watch yourself, Miss Spring. These boats are tricky craft. You take some of my cushions and a soft blanket. Sleep up in the prow. That's the best spot aboard.
The pretty mousemaid played him up outrageously, fluttering her eyelashes and allowing him to make up her bed.
Oh, thank you, my friend. That's so kind of you.
Fenner scooted in and flopped down on the cushions.
Plenty of room for us both here, Spring. Thanks, Jigger mate.
Sitting by the fire with Briggy and her otter friend, Sorrow watched the young ones with amusement.
Nice to see them getting on well together, eh?
Stirring the flames with his rapier, Briggy laughed.
Ha ha, bless them, they're only young ones. The season soon fly by. Ain't that right, Braggy, old battler?
Bragoon polished Martin's sword with a piece of damp bark.
You never spoke a true word, old pal. Me and Sorrow have gotten quite fond of those three young'uns. They're made of the right stuff. Now and again we got to yell at them, but they learn fast. By the way, on that chart of mine it says long tails and desert beyond the river. Will that mean danger for us?
Briggy looked scathing.
Long tails. My old grandpa whopped those rats seasons before I was born. Gurafs drove him off into the desert land south of the Great Gorge. They shouldn't trouble you, though the desert might. 'Tis a long, dusty trek to the gorge. Do you want us to come with you?
Sorrow clapped the stout old shrew's shoulder.
No, mate. You get back to your river. That's what you know best. We've managed one desert by ourselves. Another one won't make much difference. We'll be fine.
Briggy seemed relieved.
I thank you for that, Sarabando. I don't like being far from running water any time. But I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll bring the boats back to where we drop yous off, say in about 6 days. I'll pick you up for the return journey. There's a secret route I know that'll take you back to the flatlands below the plateau. It means shooting a mighty waterfall to get down there, but don't fret. My crews can do it if any beast can. 'Twill get you back home to Redwall much faster.
Bragoon shook the old shrew's paw heartily.
You're a real friend. True blue and never fair, Logalog Briggy.
The shrew chieftain rose from beside the fire.
Think nothing of it, mate. I'm off to me bed if that young Horty ain't stolen it. Us olders need sleep as much as the young do. Pleasant dreams, you pair of rips.
The aging otter and his lifelong friend sat by the fire a while. Bragoon stared into the flames.
We're getting too old for this sort of thing, Sorrow. I think when this adventure's over, I'll settle back down at Redwall. Maybe that brother of mine will teach me to be a cook.
The squiddle stared levelly at him.
If and that's what you want, then fair enough, matey. I'll be by your side wherever you are.
The otter chuckled dryly.
And so you will be. We've been together since we was dibbins. I wouldn't know where to turn without you.
That night they slept by the fire, dreaming dreams of the sunny old days at the Abbey, when they were both young tearaways together.